نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447, in Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 95% of the cities and countries of the world, alhamdulillah. We present to you our report back of last week's activities, and the topic is the trip to Niger. So in the morning, mashallah, we thank and praise Almighty Allah. It is the wasila barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Muhasalim Kareem is back and doing a sterling job. Allah reward him, his appa and family. Our Junaid Mota, mashallah, he comes 2 o'clock, you know, and he is doing a great job. Allah reward him and his family. Then we have Maulana Musa Akudi and Mufti Aku. Allah Ta'ala reward them all. So in the morning we do some tafsir from the Noble Quran, and thereafter the news, views, interviews. Then Fajr is early now, so we go for Fajr and then we come back, and then 5:30 to 6 we have the Q&A, and I see the listeners are very happy with that setup now. Then 1 to 2 we have the tafsir of the Noble Quran. Currently we are busy with Surah Yunus chapter number 10. And 1:30 to 2 is from the archives, you know, Surah Nisa, we're busy with that now. And thereafter in the evening, Monday nights, we have our flagship program, the Q&A. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, Allah's benevolence, هذا من فضل ربي, هذا رحمة من ربي. The debt is getting on from 2001 till now. Allah Ta'ala qabool farmai. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta sami'ul alim. Allah Ta'ala accept it. And may Almighty Allah make it the means of our najat and salvation in the year after. We thank all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar International Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah as well. So now, that Tuesday, Wednesday, we have the bliss of marriage, and that is in conjunction with our Sirius FM. Allah to reward Brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal as well. And mashallah, many, many listeners benefit from that. And then Tuesday night we have tafsir of the Noble Quran. So last week I discussed inheritance, you know, and because I told them it's a topic that it will relate and connected to everyone. So we did the shares of husband and wife. Then the questions that came were too good, you know. So I told them that the husband-wife relationship, from the day it starts, you must remember, it starts with Salat. We perform your nikah, we made dua, and thereafter you and your wife, you alone, Laylatul Zifaf, Laylatul Bina. So in that way there, what must you do? First thing, you must read Salat. And thereafter you give gift to your wife and sprinkle water, and she will sprinkle water on you. So in the question and answer, one brother said, so who will give the iqamah? The wife. I said, Papa, no wife. Laysa ala nisa'i adhanun wala iqamah. The women, they don't give adhan or iqamah. Remember that the hadith in Targhib wa Tarhib, that the men give the adhan and the iqamah. So we had good interaction with the brothers, mashallah. Some come from Soweto and here and there. So Allah reward them all in the Jami Masjid. That also carrying on from 2001. And that's after Isha, mashallah. And, you know, then we come back home, but late also. Then Wednesday, that we read Asr Salat in the Khanka. And thereafter, I went to Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab day in Darum Zakaria. Hazrat was gone out, then he came. So anyway, I waited for him, but I contacted them to see Hazrat is coming just now. So we had some interaction before Maghrib, and thereafter, mashallah, the Dars of Bukhari Sharif. So very interesting. And then we sat right till Isha, you know. So very good interaction. Had nice meals and supper with Hazrat and so forth. Machi sabse achi. You see, fish is best. You see, so that eating slowly, because I told Hazrat, ye kanta bohot khatarnak hai. You know, these thorns in the fish is very dangerous. So we had a good laugh also. Anyway, so before I left, and that Hazrat gave me nice kitab and so forth and so on. So Allah Ta'ala grant Hazrat, grant his family, all of them, siha e kamila ajila mustamira, and complete speedy recovery as well. And thereafter, mashallah, Thursday, then I went to the barber, to our brother Bilal Panoli. I said, Bilal bhai, mujhe to jana hai Nigel, you know, there you get the panchayat of the whole world, you know. Did you know barber shop? Now I used to go every week, before now I go once a month, you see. So, plus minus like. So, you get the news of everything going on. What's the money rate and what's the politics of India? And they speak Gujarati and Urdu. And then I tell them one story and so forth. Bilal bhai and Akram bhai, is only two brothers left there. So mashallah, so he tuned me up properly, cut all my hair and, you know, moustache, everything. And I told him, Dadi, don't touch. Everything is right there, you see, the beard and so forth. So all that happened. And then Thursday we discussed, Mona Zahid and myself. I told Mona Zahid, today we call it the open line. Let the people ask whatever questions they want to, you see. And inshallah, with Allah's help, we will try and answer their queries and questions. So that was Thursday. And then you must remember the tafsir continued. Wonderful tafsir Thursday. All to do with the Quran Sharif. You know, chapter 10 and verses 57 and verses 58. And today we continued. I summarized it for you. We will send out the podcast now in the afternoon, inshallah, Aziz. And thereafter, mashallah, Thursday night. Now, Mondays and Thursdays, I don't fast, I'll be honest. You understand? Very seldom. But our Haji Sahib, yeah, he fast, Haji Yusuf Asmar. So when the azan is about to go, I go sit by him. So I have the zamzam and I have the khajur. Very nice. And he likes it also. That I just teach him some masla or something, we talk, you see. And I get some advice. And thereafter, then Thursday night, we sit in a masjid, read our surah Kahf, our surah Yasin, surah Dukhan, surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, surah Mulk, all that. Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu, you must read all this on Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, Thursday night. And then Allah will bless you with a powerful retentive memory and so forth. My brother Sufyan was taking me for Fajr and his father was picking me up for Isha and so forth. Muhammad Khan was gone to Durban, so Thursday night he came back, so Friday. So I told him, Muhammad bhai, we can't go graveyard early because I got program now, you see, and 5:30 to 6, no problem, I'll come after that, 6:30, 6:20, whatever. So he came. Then we went to graveyard, we stopped there by my mother-in-law's grave, you see. Then we go by his parents' grave, we make dua all there. Then my brother Ahmad Abdi came 11 o'clock, you see. Now Ahmad Abdi come from Somaliland, you know. They're in Somaliland, they don't worry even about windscreen and all that. The car got windscreen, they drive. We don't have windscreen, they drive. They don't worry. So mashallah, he was driving, I was in front and my wife at the back. So now we're going, and then an accident took place. Allah protected us, you see. Alhamdulillah, الذي آفاني مما ابتلاك به وفضلني على كثير ممن خلق تفضيلا. Always ask Allah for afiyat, safety, comfort, protection. فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين. Chapter 12, verse number 64. So we must read that abundantly and beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Nevertheless, so we reached there and the Azan was just starting to Nigel Masjid Khalid bin Walid. When I still freshen up and change my clothes and all that. So anyway, I told Haji Ahmad, you just drop me here, you carry on. Our Babu, that Suleiman, you see, that Ayub Suleiman, we call him Babu. So Babu's son, Suhail, was there. So when I saw the car, I said, Suhail, I'll jump in with you. So mashallah, then I went and then I told them I have to speak about 4 or 5 things, current affairs. So we spoke about Sudan, we spoke about what's happening with the Arab states, Saudi and United Arab Emirates. As far as I'm concerned, these governments are definitely not Muslim. And thereafter, we spoke about Gaza and we spoke about what we should be doing and so forth. And thereafter, the khutbah we rendered and so forth. So then, if you know the Qasuj family, so mashallah, there are many brothers. So Mohana Ibrahim is alive, mashallah. Mohana Hussein Qasuji is alive. Then Rashid Bhai passed away. He was an avid listener of Markaz. Sahaba, you know, people tell me, his own brothers used to tell me, Allah Ghariqa Rahmat for my, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Then there was Qari Mahmood, you see Qasuji. I met him also several times. He studied in Egypt and came. Now his son is Qari Hamza. He reads beautiful Quran. He's married to Dawood Siddharth's daughter, you see. So, mashallah. So, I told him, Qadisab, aapi namaz para lije. That you go make taqaddam, ya Sheikh. You see, you make, mashallah. So, yeah. He's beautiful, you see. So, Qari Hamza Qasuji, day of Nigel, mashallah. Then, a lot of people came and met and that. So after Salat, I met Maulana Bodiat. I asked him, Maulana, how many years you here now? He said, 44 years. I said, Subhanallah. So I told him, Maulana, that Allah Ta'ala accept your azim khidmat. I remember Maulana very well. You must remember that he studied in Jalalabad and Maulana Bismillah was there in Heidelberg and he was there in Nigel and they studied together and somehow they family, brother-in-law and so forth and so on. And so I know them very well from those days. And thereafter that, he was in Stanerton, this Mount Bodyat. So when I used to come from Newcastle, because Madrasa used to close 11 o'clock, 11:30 or so. So the whole time properly I'm in Stanerton. So I shouldn't like to go to the township. People want to take me to lunch and then I just want to read my turakah. So if I get Jamaat, then we read the Jamaat and carry on. So he was the imam there. But he was there for, I think, a few years only. And then he came here, I think in 82 when Hazaji came to South Africa, they made Mashura and so forth. And Hazaji also told him, yeah, move to Nigel and all that. I think so, that was the story. You can confirm it with Mohan Qasuji. 82, I know Hazaji came because my father passed away. And then I asked Hazaji, what must I do? He said, you just stay there in Newcastle, you see. Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. Then I asked Mohana Qasuji and them, this Masjid, how old? Masjid Khalid bin Walid, and who gave the name? So Mohana Ibrahim Qasuji, Mohana Hussein Qasuji said, Mohana Abdul Majid Nadim. He was a famous, you know, said, orator of Pakistan and so. I said, how old is Masjid? So then we were 100, but then he said 33 years, 92. And then Boy Rocker came out. I mean, we rushed and meet him. So Boy, I know him from those days. He's like our father, grandfather's age. 95, 96 years. Well, in his 90s, almost reaching 100 Islamically. He's still walking straight. He's still cutting hair. He was the captain of Cambridge United, the Nigel team. Where the Masjid is, there should be tournaments there in the 60s. And Easter time, you see, there were no istimas at that time. So we all used to go, a soccer tournament. First match is Cambridge United, Nigel playing Stanerton Dynamos. And it must end up in a fight, you know. So just now they're going to donor one another. They're going to fight, you see. We were all youngsters, not Bali, nothing. We must go and check the match out, you see. So boy told me that. Well, I asked him over the Masjid. So I asked him that this Masjid, how old? He said, I heard my Cape Town guys working with me. So one of them, he made a crooked. He didn't put the brick straight. He told me in Afrikaans, I got a warm clap here. I gave him a good smack. So the Cape Town guy said, my pa had made a clap. My father gave me a smack. So I told him he was so crooked. He said, you should have taught him Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. He would all this tiyana rakhits at me. Ni krom kroms at me. He wanna make it crooked, you see. So very good humor also. Allah Ta'ala grant him, you understand, siha afiya. I did not for the Nigerian community, mashallah. Then wonderful Akni and everything we had there. Ahmad Abdi also enjoyed it. I also enjoyed it and so forth. So our brother Ayub Suleiman Babu, his wife and them, mashallah, three sons. They got Hafiz Nabil and then they got Amir and then they got Suhail. So only Suhail is deaf to get married. He say next year, 2 years time, 3 years time, inshallah, he'll get married. Good boy. And then their daughter, mashallah, is married here in Lens also. So excellent. Allah Ta'ala grant them all siha afiya. Then I said, we have to move now. So we got too many places to go. Then we came to Northcliff. My brother Abdul Ghaffar, so his brother-in-law, wife's brother, you see, Suleiman. So Suleiman is very sick now. He got cancer and so forth and so on. And he's shrinking his body. 40 kilos he lost. So he was so happy to see us, you know. And when he was in hospital also, I went to see him. He's over 80 now. Allah make easy for them, all of them, give them shifa. Then from there, we went to my other brother, Ahmad Rashid. So his wife, like, you know, Muhammad Ridwan, the Molana India, out there in Furqan, his mother. So she also, naram garam, not well, you see that. So to visit her and visit my, just think my nieces and all of them. And the children there, they all moved into new houses and all that. So Allah grant the makan and makin and everybody barakat and so forth. Then we read salat there also, mashallah. There was that place now, the Amarensha or whatever. And there after Maghrib time, we were back here before Maghrib. Haji Ahmad Abdi, Allah reward him, every week he takes me here and there and arranges the Jummah and what. So Allah Ta'ala reward him, his wife and mother, and grant them all siha afiya. Then I contacted my sister and them there in Trichardt. Then I could make out, you know, she's not too well. So I told my wife, you know what, 11 o'clock next morning, we must leave from here. That is, on Saturday. We go to Trichardt and we'll come back Sunday. Make it a 24-hour trip. 11, we leave, we come back by 11. You know, plus, minus. By the time we left from here, it was quarter to 12 and so forth. So just myself, my wife. Exactly, so whole time we reach there, quarter past 1. And then I drop my wife there by the shop, A&E, because I have to go there after Zohar to buy something. And thereafter, I go read Salat Day in the masjid, you see. Very nice masjid. The Dayas built it, you see. Allah reward them, Rashid Bhai and Bhai Abu Bakr and all of them, their parents, grandparents. And I knew all of them. Allah Ta'ala Ghariq Rahmat for my. And thereafter, then was a nice happy lunch day and all that, you know. And it's the beginning of the month, 1st November, things are busy also. So nice, healthy, hearty lunch and all that there by my niece and all of them, Mawana Ismail, Osman, Allah reward our Mawana Ismail. Khamush Mujahid, you see, does a lot of work but silently. Allah reward his parents, also Haji Iqbal and family and everybody. So mashallah, met my sister, all that and so forth. Then I told them, me, I have to sleep. You know my sleep story. Then I asked them, where's Asr latest? They said, there in the old masjid. You got two masjids now, old masjid, new masjid. I said, I'll go there. So the brothers, you know, Abdurrahman Daya and Ashraf Daya, and then they come, they say, it's a program. I said, no, I'll ask him, Mawlana Ismail, what he says and all that. Yeah, he haven't told me anything. So then Maghrib and Isha, we went there to the new masjid. So there the imam came, he said, no, you must have program. And then the other one came, he said, you must have. So Hussein Hassan Badat is there in Cape Town. And that's Hassan. And Hussein is here. If you look at them, they look same, you know. So you get mixed up also. He tell me, no, you must have program. So okay, after supper, mashallah, we had nice supper and what have you. And they all, and then after Isha, gave them talk for half an hour. And very nice, Masjid Usman. And the old Masjid, Jami Masjid. Allah keep all the Masajid Abad. Our Qasim is there, he's the main guy. You know, Qasim Ashim, you see. So Allah Ta'ala reward him, his father, Haji Anwar. Very pious person, mashallah. And then, mashallah, then after that, I told him, I'm tired now, let me go. I'll speak to you all in the morning. So mashallah, for the time. So 4:30 was Jamaat, then I gave them another talk for 20 minutes and so forth. And thereafter, mashallah, that we answered some questions and answers and all these things there. And then I left there. Quarter past nine, we left. First thing, we go to the other shop now, the grocery shop, you know, A&E. So there, mashallah, no customers there. I was surprised. I thought it's beginning of the month. They all come late, you know. So we were there 9:30 early. So there's 2-3 customers. So the time we left from there was about 10 o'clock. Then 11:30, we were back here. And then I have to sleep, you know. So when I slept, woke up for Zohar. Now, in the interim, what happened was Haji Abdul Hamid Ismail. So his daughter is blind, Razia, but she's a Hafiza, everything. So Haji Abdul Hamid Ismail told me, I'm getting married. I said, Subhanallah. So who's the lady? He said that Appa, you see, Appa Aisha. I said, very good. He said, so mashallah. So he said, you must give the lecture, I must give the lecture, and then Reina Khanka after Zohar, and Moana Wadiwala will give me perform the nikah. I said, no problem. He can give the lecture also. I could not. He said, no, you give. I said, all right. So I just made it in time for Zohar, and everything. First thing, he was looking for me. I went there, I told him, Hajisam, don't worry, I'm here, and don't panic down. So then we read our namaz, everything nicely. And thereafter, then I went and delivered the lecture, 15 minutes or so. After Zohar, Zohar day is, you know, about 10 minutes, I think, 12, 10, 15 minutes maximum. The topic was Adabu Laylati Zifaf. What must you do as your, understand, wedding night? So his wife passed away 4 months ago. Allah Ta'ala granted Jannat al-Firdaus. And then, you know, so I told him, Daji Sahab, I don't know if you did all these things first time, but if you never did, now Allah give you second chance, do everything according to the sunnah. You know, that first you read salah together, husband in front, wife at the back, husband give iqama, then you give a gift also to your wife, and then you sprinkle water on one another, a little bit water on the 4 locks on the forehead, you make dua and all. So like that, and made one to nice joke for them and so forth. So then I was moving away. So Mahana Wadiwala said, no, you must perform the nikah. So I'm telling, no, they told me you're going to perform. So anyway, then I ended up performing the nikah. Then I just made the sunnah dua. I told them, all of you read after me. Barakallahu lakuma wa barakallahu alaykuma wa jama'a bainakuma fil khair. I say, I'm running away now. Mahana Wadiwala, he's from the Khanka, and they'll make long duas. Me, I don't make long dua, everything shortcut. And he'll give you all the documents and everything. I'm running away. I just met Haji Abdul Hamid and came home and had last lunch. And thereafter, the Q&A and so forth. So it was very nice, you know, everything happened very nice. Now, the whole time I met him, Haji Abdul Hamid is shining now, you see, he's married now, you see. And I think Razia also, the daughter must be happy, you know, Bichari's mother passed away. So now that there's a woman in the house to help. So he tell me, no, Jazakallahu khair. Very good advices you gave us yesterday in the masjid and all that. So I say, you're right. He said, oh, I'm well. I say, MashaAllah. You see, you mustn't think these old people, they get married and all that. Sometimes they're in ruku, but after they get married, they come into qiyam. You must remember that. They start standing straight. You must remember that. So, MashaAllah, Allah made it such, you know. So therefore, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, used to say hypothetically, for argument's sake, if Allah Ta'ala tells me in 10 days time I'll get married, I'll die, I mean, in 10 days time I will die, I will still get married with the fear of falling into fitna. This is the golden era of Islam. What is today? Today, every way is fitna. In the masjid, there's fitna, cell phones going on and all. So all these things go on. Then we had nice Q&A yesterday with Hafiz Wadi and so forth and so on. So Allah Jalla wala qabool farmai and accept it. And Allah reward all the capital group, Ajima with Ikhlas and everybody else who are assisting us, and Muhammad Khan and Bhutti Ghani. And Bhutti Ghani's daughter is going to get married now sometime in December, you see. So people are going to get a busy December. Now it's already November, December. In our family, there's some nikahs and that, and few of them I have to attend. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept all the jalsas also coming up in Darul Newcastle, there, Qasimul Ulum in Cape Town. Allah Ta'ala make it easy and accept it. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Okay, let's run through the program for this afternoon. You must remember from now. So 2:30 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali, you understand, the lunch break, and then 3 to 4, the repeat of the program with Mohd Salim Karim. 4 to 5 will be the Masjidul Aqsa Ka Fatah. that how Masjid al-Aqsa was conquered and so forth in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Bakari Hanif Multani. This will be a masterpiece. I told our brother Suleiman and Lucky, I want the podcast. I hope he's ready. Send it to me, then I can send it out, inshallah. Then 5 to 7 will be Muhammad Khalid Yaqub. Then 7 to 7:30, my tafsir, Surah Yunus, verses 59 to 61. Then 7:30, the biography of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Muhammad Dawood Siddat. Very interesting. 8 to 10, the Q&A live, inshallah, tonight on all the stations, three stations, Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, live, it will be between 8 and 10. The 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock will be the Seerah series, the life of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know, different parts of it. So Qari Bilal, or the son of Qari Hanif Multani. The other son is Qari Tahir. So they all muqarrireen, they all orators and big Qari subs, you know. So I haven't met the sons, the father I met. So 11 o'clock, we met the Asal, then the children, you don't have to worry about too much. So 11 o'clock was Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, then 12 o'clock, the history of Gaza, my lecture this midnight. And then 1 o'clock, Gaza in light of the Battle of Khandaq by Mawlana Ahmad Parak is being beach. Barakallahu feek. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.